Up to now, it seemed we've been stymied by the absence of an alternative we could embrace consciously and broadly. Moreover, the power in lust police the alternatives that we do come up with, and this is a big and, we haven't been talking about the problem of agents, which, as we can see in our readings of Paul, is a strategy millennia long. Staying hidden may have become more totalitarian, literal, and sophisticated, but for the power in lust, no matter the age of class, hiding their scheming behind screens is their basic way to be. How important to our gaining our freedom is advanced planning. I think we have to consider what a love transformation is. Jesus's and Paul's model and method of decommissioning the state in us, leading to the inner transformation that manifests in the outer world of our interrelations. I think we have to think through within that model, Paul's systematic cultivation of others who grasp that truth is spirit, that nothing comes before love. How this model dovetails with Prince's strategy in The Rainbow Children. How Paul was nullified by the Plato's tribe of his day with the use of agents, including the use of sex for delegitimization of the method and the decontextualization of the teachings by redesigning them. And then erecting an institution created by power, Christianity, on top of them, his teaching. That Prince stands against this attempt and diffuses it. And that understanding of the use of agents is now in our possession. And that with a more complete understanding, we can set aside blame, hate, and within ourselves, decommission the state.